Yeah, the reason I posed the question, Catherine, is because I've certainly seen a significant increase in people who are coming to me who are presenting as homeless. They may be in private accommodation and their landlord may be selling the house and they need to vacate that premise. Or they may be on the social housing list and simply have nowhere to go. And so I put the question to the council at last month's county council meeting to find out how many people had presented as homeless and were given the B&B vouchers that the council gave to people presenting as homeless. And there were over 200 families in the last 3 years who had been given these B&B vouchers. So these 200 families who were homeless and with nowhere to go and who had to spend nights in B&B in our county over the last 3 years. And I think that is a very stark and significant number, and it's a disgraceful number for Donegal County Council to have to face into.
Do you think that this paints a true reflection, though? Maybe it doesn't even consider those living with their parents still and so on.
No, I think there is a significant problem, particularly when, you know, the housing market that we have at the moment, and particularly the social housing strategy, it's all based around private tenancies. So we have a significant number of people who are on the social housing list but are here in receipt of the housing assistance payment, or HAP, and which used to be the rental allowance system. And that's very, very prevalent in our county. And what happens then is that now that the housing market is starting to pick up again, and landlords are I suppose quite rightly, now that they're getting a better bang for their buck, they're putting their houses on the market again, and they're getting a better price for the houses, and that's leaving some of our tenants, and they are social housing tenants, they're in receipt of HAP or they may be in receipt of rent allowance, who are then faced with the option of being on the streets because they simply have nowhere else to go. And we have seen in the last number of weeks where towns such as Ballybofey, Stranorder, Lifford, Castlefin, particularly here in the Fin Valley, and I know it's a problem in Letterkenny as well, that there simply isn't private tenancies going. There aren't enough houses there to rent for these people to go, and they're then presenting to the council as homeless, and they simply have nowhere else to go. And I think we need a change from the very, very top. We need to see bricks and mortar and houses being built in our county to alleviate this problem.